Detective Kubu is interviewed by Michael Stanley. I caught up with Assistant Superintendent David Bengu, Kubu to his friends, at the Wimpy and Habaroni's Game City Mall, conveniently situated near the Criminal Investigation Department offices. We shook hands, and the detective immediately turned his attention to the menu. "I'll have the Epic XL Cheddar Burger," Kubu told the waiter, "with an extra order of chips and a side salad." He turned back to me and commented, "Joy, my wife, thinks that a salad at lunchtime is good for losing weight." Kubu could certainly do with some slimming down. He's a big man with a big frame, but his 300 pounds certainly isn't all bone and muscle. I suspected that his wife had not included the hamburger and chips in her lunch advice, but it did seem rude to comment. So I just nodded and ordered a toasted ham and cheese sandwich. "And a large milkshake," Kubu added, "a chocolate one." I said I'd have a coffee. "I'd prefer Steelworks, but they don't have them here," Kubu grumbled. "Anyway, what do you want to know?" He seemed impatient to get the interview underway. Presumably, he didn't want it to interfere with the meal. "What's it like being a detective in Botswana?" I started, rather lamely. "Michael, you have to understand that Botswana is a very big country, the size of France. Less than 2 million people, though. We have about 20 main police stations, but they all have a lot of area to cover and lots of places for criminals to hide. And the country's very diverse. We've got the huge Kalahari Desert with very low population, mainly bushmen. There's the lush northern area along the Chobe River with all that spectacular wildlife. But at Kazangula, Botswana has a joint border with three other countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Namibia. Think of the smuggling possibilities that raises. Then there are the cities like Gaborone and Francistown, nothing like Johannesburg, but they have their share of crime. What about diamonds? Isn't that also a big issue? Botswana's economy is largely built on the diamond mines, which are the richest in the world." Kubu nodded. "We have pilfering, but even one uncut diamond stolen from a mine is a lot of money. There are also attempts at big thefts and smugglers trying to circumvent the Kimberley process. There's a whole section of the police just focused on diamond issues." I nodded. I knew all about the Kimberley process, a careful protocol to ensure that the world's legitimate diamonds didn't end up as blood diamonds, funding illegal conflicts. "My first big case concerned diamonds," Kubu reminisced. "It didn't start out that way, but diamonds and some of Botswana's other resources were behind it. Diamonds are beautiful, but they're like gold. People get greedy." He looked hopefully towards the kitchen to see if the food was on its way. "Actually, it started with a body in the desert being eaten by hyenas. They eat everything, you know, flesh and bones. But we didn't make much progress in the case until we asked why someone had gone to so much trouble to make that man disappear. Everything that could have been used to identify him had been removed. Teeth, clothes, fingertips." It sounded pretty gruesome, and I was about to say so when the drinks arrived. Kubu took a large gulp. "I had a case up on the Linyanti too. Two people murdered at a tourist camp. That was a big deal. Botswana is very safe for tourists and very welcoming. Something like that could have hit the industry badly. But it turned out they weren't really tourists anyway. It was all linked to the past in Zimbabwe, the Rhodesian Bush War, and the present situation there too." He took another gulp. "It's a long story." "Have you ever met Precious Ramotswe? You're sort of in the same line of work." Kubu laughed. "No, not really. She does private investigator cases, but I'm after murderers. She's very resourceful, but our cases don't overlap much. Maybe I'll bump into her one day." Tell me about the Bushmen. You had a big case there, too. Kubu sighed. It's such a hard issue. Some of them want to live a nomadic life in the Kalahari like their ancestors. But most want the comforts of modern life, education for their children, health care. The government is bound by the Constitution to supply these things, but they can't do it if people are in a different place every day. One needs a consensus from the people involved, particularly the Bushmen, as to how to move forward. It ended up in the High Court, and Judge Unity Dow gave the judgment. She's a novelist too. You should meet her. I said I'd had that pleasure and greatly admired her. But it will take time for the Bushmen to find their role in modern Botswana, he ended sadly. He spread his big hands open on the table. As if on cue, the waiter appeared with the food, and there wasn't much more discussion until we had eaten. Once the inner man had been satisfied, Kubu looked at me expectantly. So how did you get the nickname Kubu? I asked a bit tentatively. Kubu means hippopotamus in Setswana, so I thought it might be a bit of a sore point. But Kubu just laughed. Well, I'm a big guy and a bit overweight. When I was a kid, I was very lucky and got a scholarship to Marua Pula School in Gaborone. It's one of the best schools in southern Africa, you know. And I learned about all sorts of new things there, even opera, which I love. But anyway, I met a white boy there who was everything I was not. Athletic, popular, good-looking. When I said my name was David, he laughed. He said, "You're not a David, you're a Kubu." At first I was very hurt, and all the other boys laughed, but he added that I was big, but also focused and shouldn't be messed with. It gave me status. From that day I was Kubu, and we became good friends. He signaled to the waiter and asked if I wanted another coffee. I shook my head. Any particular current issues causing trouble for the police here? Kubu looked thoughtful. Well, because of the world recession, the economy is down, and that always encourages crime. People are out of work. Apart from that, we're very concerned about Muti murders. I raised my eyebrows. I thought Muti was made from native plants, herbal medicines. Yes, but a few witch doctors add animal parts, like the heart of a lion for strength. And a very few, reputed to be the most powerful, use human body parts. Children are abducted. It's terrible. And the culprits are very hard to find because the victims aren't related to their abductors. Worse, everyone is too scared of the witch doctors to give information. Even some policemen are nervous. He shook his head. Kubu was clearly uncomfortable with the subject and changed it. What about you? What made you write about Botswana anyway? Well, there are actually two people who write books, I replied. Michael Sears in Johannesburg in South Africa and Stanley Trollope in Minneapolis in the US. I'm Michael Stanley, and I'm sort of parts of both of them. Kubu looked puzzled. Sort of a split personality? I shook my head. More like a gestalt. Kubu abandoned that conversation and returned to his question. But why Botswana rather than South Africa? Lots of reasons. The body dumped in the desert for the hyenas wouldn't work in South Africa because it doesn't have the huge uncontrolled wildlife areas that you have here. Then I tried to build each book around a societal issue in Southern Africa. But I don't want that to always be driven by South Africa's crime statistics and the apartheid legacy. But most of all, I love Botswana, the people, the wildlife, the diversity. This is simply a wonderful country. I hesitated. And of course, you are here. Kubu smiled. Well, that's true, he said.